It is great to be here with you all. And I think the last time we were here was, I think, three years ago. And so I'll let Merit to bring some greetings.
Okay, I want to first of all thank you all. A lot of people in this congregation have come to Ghana to help us with some of the projects that we do, the village churches and school building in the village, the orphanage ministries and all that. And we're really grateful. You come with your strength, with your finances, and people who haven't even come have prayed for people who came. And we're really grateful because without, you know, all of you together with us, we won't see the kingdom of God established. And I also want to just thank Pastor Bob that even though he doesn't really know us, he trusted us and our vision and able to release his church members to come. Thank you very much, Pastor, for your vision. We look forward to having you yourself come too sometime. Yeah. And I want to say that Fifa and I have been, you know, doing this for a very long time. And without God, without prayer, there's no way we could have done all what we do. We've gone through a lot of difficult times and seen a lot of impossible situations. I remember when we first went home and the government was not, was a military government, that we were chased. They said we were CIA, and they chased us for the first 3 years. We were interrogated. We went through a lot. We lived amongst our own people as if we were foreigners. And from that time till today, we've gone through so much that has really given us a place of, we've learned to pray. And because we've learned to pray, because of the difficult times we've gone through, we've gotten to see God in action. We've seen impossible things become possible. We have experienced God in a way that we would never have experienced if we had life very easy and comfortable. And so I want to encourage you all here that no matter what you are going through, just go to God. You don't have to learn to pray for 4 hours. You know, I have what I call shotgun prayers. You know, I'm in the bathroom and I'm like, help God. You know, I'm in the bathroom and I'm like, Lord, I'm so scared. Do something. If you don't do something, I don't know what will happen to me. You know, I've learned to pray all kinds of prayers and prayed everywhere and anywhere. And let me give you just a quick one. Our daughter was engaged, and the Ghanaian engagement is a big society thing. We invited only 20 people. We had 400 people show up from, you know, the very, you know, big people in society to our neighbors, you know. And it was a big, you know, thing. And then it didn't work out. The relationship didn't work out because the guy was, you know, something else. And my daughter was like, you know, cancel the engagement. And I'm like, you know, what? You know, we didn't think we would survive. You know, I'm like, there was a time I'm like, maybe we should do a public, press conference. You know, then you don't have to, you know, just, but we couldn't do the press conference. So we had to call everybody to tell them, sorry, it didn't work. You know, there were times I didn't want to wake up. I'm like, God, I don't want to wake up. Because if I wake up, I had to face people. And I don't want to face people. And God led us through that. And this particular day, I was in the bath. This was all over. And our daughter was 30, 31. And I said, God, isn't there any Ghanaian boy who is a Fanti? And we are Fantis, you know, our tribe, you know. A Fanti boy anywhere who loves Jesus so much for my daughter. And I'm in the bathroom. And I said, even if he's in China, Lord, bring him. A few days later, my daughter comes and says, I want to go to China. I didn't even know Ghanaians lived and worked in China. And I'm like, I forgot, I just prayed, right? I said, why would you want to go to China? She said, I want to start a boutique. And every business people are going to China, so I want to go. Well, we found this lady who went with my daughter. She was supposed to be gone for 2 weeks. A week and a half later, she was like, I don't think I'll come home next week. And I said, why? You know, she said, because I found this guy. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, a fancy boy who loves Jesus and lives and works in China. And I said, do Ghanaians live and work in China? She said, yeah. You know, and then all of a sudden, I remembered my prayer. You know, let's just say the rest is history. Today we have a grandbaby with another one on the way coming. Amen. God is faithful. Yeah. So we are here to just encourage you. Fifa and I have prayed for you guys a lot the last 2 days. And we're trusting God to touch your lives, to minister to you where it hurts the most. Jesus took your pain on the cross. He took your shame on the cross so that you will know peace and wholeness. Now I can sleep. I've learned to relax. I used to worry and, you know, pant for breath. And I lived like a hypertensive lifestyle for a long time. But now I am so relaxed, trusting, knowing that the Lord, who is the God of today, yesterday, and forever, is in charge. May God bless you today. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So many things has been happening, as Mary really this in her shared. In fact, one of the things that I think I want to say, I want us to open from the Word. If you have your Bible, let's turn into 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. I read from verse 6. He says that, then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord have sent me to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you. So two of them went on. Now, God is doing something on this earth today. We are the body of Christ. And some people forget that it is God who is doing his work on earth. And he would test you to see that, are you capable of his power? Now, we are church planters. We love to move into new territories and then plant churches in difficult places. Our first church that we planted a church. We have a choir, vibrant church in this very town. And then the Lord spoke to us. It is Ishmael. He said, Ishmael? And I said, what? This is a church that I said is Ishmael. Because our motive of starting the church is to prove ourselves that we can do it. So it wasn't based on compassion. It was for us to show people that, see, we can plant a church. And immediately we have to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves and cry unto God that what we have done, he doesn't have his approval. And the Lord said, it is Ishmael. We cry unto the Lord. He said, what do we do? And the Lord said, we should give it up. And this is the vibrant destiny church we have planted to show our friends, to show everybody that, see what we have done. And the Lord said, it is Ishmael. He doesn't have my approval. So what we did was that we called the Assemblies of God people. We said, listen, look at this very church. We want you to take over. So Assemblies of God people came, and then we did the ceremony, and then they took over the church. Now, because God was leading us not to look at ourselves, but to look about what he is about to do on earth. Now, here, Elijah was about to be taken, and God wants to send his power to continue the work that he has started. But he has to prove us. He has to remove selfishness away from us so that we can see his vision so clearly. Like Mary said, our government thought that we are CIA agents.
They followed us. They tapped our phones. Everywhere we went, we were being followed. In fact, if I were not a Ghanaian, I would have left long time ago. But we didn't have anywhere to go. In fact, the church we attended, they planted somebody. Like you have the FBI, we have got BNI. They planted some of them in the church to watch us. And there are people who follow Mary to the, when he goes to the market, there's a lady who always follows her. So everywhere we went, they were following us. We were following us. And we prayed and prayed, and it won't stop. But that causes us to pray the more, that if God does not come in, no one can. And the Lord have used that. Because of what he wants to do with us, we couldn't see the whole picture. So he allowed it for us to go through those difficult times. Now, Elijah want to pass on something, but he wasn't sure of this guy. So he keep telling him that the Lord has called me to Jordan. The Lord have called me to Jericho to see his response. And he said, as the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will be with you. God is looking for commitment of people who want to follow through in spite of everything so that he can pour forth his glory. A lot of the churches behave as if God is not in existence. They've lost the sight of God. They've lost the sight of themselves. They've lost the sight of their own calling. And they are doing something else which does not bring the kingdom of God on this earth. But God is looking for people that he can invest his power to prove to the world that truly Jesus Christ died and he's risen again. And this is what he's looking for, a people that will change nations. Now, in verse 7, he said, and 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood facing them in the distance while the two of them stood by Jordan. Elijah would not leave. He said, I will go with you. Because God was watching that event. Who would take the power on, his anointing, his mantle on? Now verse 8 said that, and Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that. So two of them crossed over on the dry ground. They were still going. They followed the Jordan. The anointing was upon Elijah, and he parted the water, and all of them crossed. Not many have crossed, but God want us to cross, to experience him, so that we can demand more. When we started to understand some of these key things, we started to pray certain prayers. Mary's father was very old. He was 90 years old, and he wanted to die. And we said, we are not ready. We said that you are not dying. So we told the Lord that, we know he's going to come to you, but suspend him. He's not dying now. When we are ready, we'll tell you. So he kept living. He kept living. He kept living until he reached 104. So Mary went to visit the dad, and he said, look, my dad, the way I'm looking at him, I think it is time for him to go. I said, are you sure? She was with him, and we were 2 hours drive away from each other. So we're talking on the phone. He said, I think it's time for us to release him. I said, really? Okay, so I said, are you ready? Mary said, yes, I'm ready to release him. So we prayed on the phone. We said, Father, now we are releasing him to go. Now you can take him. After we prayed that very prayer, Mary just walked into the room, talking with his dad. He was gone. Dead. Now, We have never walked this way before, but we started to experience something about God. But first, we need to cross over. We need to cross over our fears. We need to cross over our selfishness. We need to cross over human thinking, human abilities, so many things which our eyes can see. Because God is launching his people into supernatural realm. Because that is where he does his business. Many people have walked with their mind. They have walked with what they know. They have walked with what they see. And so the work of God is not pushing forward. But God is giving new anointing to his people. They cross over. So when they cross over, I said, so it was, when they have crossed over, that Elijah said to Elijah, ask what may I do for you before I'm taken away from you? Elisha said, please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. He said, you have asked a hard thing. Now, God is bringing his people to a position whereby our prayer life changes. Our prayer life changes. Many people are praying earthly things, because they can't see in the realm of the spirit. But Elijah himself said, this request is hard. It's difficult. And God is bringing his people to see him as he is, that he is the first and the last. He's the all-knowing God, all-powerful God who created all things. He wants our prayer life to change, to begin to ask him for hard and difficult things. Things which only God alone can do. That if he doesn't come through, no one can. It have changed Mary and I a lot. For us to begin to pray for hard and difficult things. It have changed us. And he said that you have asked a hard thing. Some of the prayers, in fact, if God doesn't do it, even we can do it. We know that if God doesn't come through, we have plan A, plan B, plan C. But when you ask for difficult things, hard things, it takes he alone who can do it. And we have come into that place where we are asking for difficult things upon nations. Not difficult things for ourselves. Difficult things to bring the kingdom of God into action, into the affairs of government, into the affairs of nation, into the affairs of the people, so that his glory will be seen. Elisha asked for the hard things. And Elijah said, so he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. He said, when you see me, in fact, God have to bring us into a place where we see nobody but him. But him. If you see somebody, you can never see the power of God. We have to see God in his totality, his power, and his greatness. In fact, we've been called as an ambassador. An ambassador have to know his government that he's representing. And many people say they say themselves that they're ambassadors, but they are not representing him. They are representing themselves. And soon you will find out that you are not representing him. But God, by his grace in these last days, he's calling forth, bringing forth his people, that do you represent heaven or you represent a people? Whom do you represent? Whom do you stand for? Where are you looking at? What is your belief system? This man have asked for hard things, not for himself, because he have seen the need that has come around him. He sees what needs to be done. He sees that God has to intervene after Elijah is gone. That's why he asks for the double. God will never give you his power, his anointing to promote yourself. No. He will never. And Mary and I will look at our life, we say that if we have not been through certain difficult things, we will never understand the ways of God. We will never pray certain prayers, but it has come because of the hardship, the difficult things that we have been through. The difficult things that we have been through. Now, then it happened as they continue and talk that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by the way into heaven. He separated the two of them. The power of God came to separate the two of them. One is supernatural and then one is a natural. He separated them. Elijah was moving in supernatural. But Elisha's prayer has not been answered yet. But God brought the separation. God is doing the very same thing in these days that we are living in. When we prayed and we saw Mary's father leave, then I was out of town and Mary called me that he has received a message that his mother too was dying. I said, no, we are not ready for another funeral. I said, we are not ready. I said, let's pray. So we call on God. We said, we are not ready. We are not ready for another funeral. Suspend her from dying. And when we are ready, we'll tell you. So I came some few days later, and then the woman was still alive. She was alive, 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 because we've told the Lord that we are not ready. And then Margaret and his team came. And she was sick. We took her to the hospital. We tell the Lord that we have visitors. She can't die now. So if anything, he should wait. Even though her health was poorly, she was 90 plus, 92. We say that, can you wait when our visitors go? Then you can take her. But now, can you suspend? In fact, when you see the woman, she looked dead, but she was breathing. She was lying down. That's nothing. She can't do anything. You see her dead, only she was breathing. And we're waiting that Margaret and his team will leave. And then we ask the Lord that, okay, now you can take her. But look at the days that has left for Margaret to go. I was at home when Mary called me and said that the way I'm looking at my mom, I think we should let. I said, are you sure? Can't we wait? And he said, no, I think she should go. She should go. I said, okay, let's agree. So Mary and I, we came and we agreed. We said, Father, okay, now, we want you to take her now. In Jesus' name, it was gone. That very same night, she left. Now, we are learning these things. We've never walked this way before. But how does we come into this very place? It is for us to see him who have called us. To see who he is and what he expects from us. Elisha is coming to a place to experience God in its greater destiny form. Now, when the whirlwind took Elijah, Elisha saw it. He saw something because he was looking at the whole event. And friend, until you and I, we see something about God and not a man, we will never experience God. Many people's eyes is open to the natural things, natural thinking. So we've lost sight about who God is, his power to do things. His power to do things. Some few years ago, there was some witches and wizards meeting in Canada, and we were invited to go there. So we went there, and we were walking through that whole area. All what we were doing is, we were doing spiritual warfare, but we were not opening our mouth. And somebody said that, you see those people over there, they look strange. They say we look strange. But we too, we know that they are strange. You see, when you see God, something happens to your life. And God is looking for people, looking for men, looking for women who will come and then receive anointing for greater works. He's looking for those people in our city. Now, when Elijah saw it and he cried out, he said, my father, the chariot of Israel, the husband. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into pieces. Elisha has come into the place. He said, what I have believed, what I have trusted, has been taken. Now he has come to himself. He said, I don't want to walk in this old way again. So he tore his own clothes, meaning I surrender to the power of God. I surrender to God alone. I surrender to my believing system. I surrender to everything that I hold dear. I surrender. He tore his own clothes. He was alone. And friend, God will always watch you in the secret place where you and him do business, where you can tell him the things need to happen. He removed his own clothes. He said, it's enough. I have walked this way for a long time. I've never seen success. I've never seen your power. It's all over. It's over. I can't continue this way. So when he tore off his own clothes, he took the mantle that has fallen from him, from Elijah, and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. You see, he took what has fallen from Elijah and stood at the bank. And many people, faithful people, have taken a mantle and they are still standing at the bank. It is the acting. It is walking. It is doing what God have called you to do. That matters. But many are standing there. In fact, they charge up that I will do this. And then later they stop. It's like somebody say that, I have faith. And they sit down. I believe. And they are sitting down. So their faith and their believing system are not doing anything. So Elisha was standing at the bank of the river. They told God that this is my commitment to you. I represent heaven and I will speak for heaven. I will act on behalf of heaven. I will speak of your wonders. I will do everything the word says. Like Jesus said, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, when you don't do the things that I say unto you? Because Jesus can be our Savior and not our Lord. If he's our Lord, we will do whatever that pleases him. But if he's just our Savior, we've been saved. We're going to heaven. But we want to see God in his own greatness, his power, so that many can be attracted to his kingdom. He wants us. But you see, when he stood at the bank of the river, he came back and then took what has fallen and that was in his hand and struck the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? He put what he has believed into action. And the Bible said, and the river parted. But first, he asks a difficult thing, a difficult prayer, a difficult request, something that only God can do. Some time ago, we were doing a construction. They were doing construction. They have mixed a lot of cement. They are going to pour the cement. And the weather changed. There was lightning. It's going to rain. And if it rained, that means the whole things will be destroyed. I said, no. I left the masons and the carpenters who were working. When I was going, I said, no, I stop you. You are not coming down. It won't rain. So I stopped praying, stopping the rain. But you see, I didn't want the Masons to know that I was stopping the rain. So I ran to my office and continued praying there, stood there, and then the whole thing, the cloud just parted. It didn't rain. Now, when I came back, the Mason was telling me that, I heard you. You were trying to stop the rain. The rain has stopped. I wanted to do it privately. Now, how do you stop rain? How do you stop things? Because I have to cross. I have to come into the place that I represent heaven and not man. I'm not here to please man. I'm here to please God. And God is looking for people who are true ambassadors. True ambassadors of the kingdom. That in the end, he can call you, well done. You served me well. Now, I want us to just flip our Bible to chapter 13 and then see something from there. Chapter 13, Second Kings. Now, I read from verse 14, it says that Elisha has become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen." You see, the same prayer that Elisha prayed and received the mantle, the same prayer has been prayed by this man. But he did not follow instructions. He didn't follow instructions. He was given an act where he would be victorious. But he fell short. They said that he should took a bow. He took a bow. Prophet said that struck it to the ground. He did it 1, 2, 3, and then he stopped. And the prophet was angry. He said that you could have won the victory. But this time, you will win only 3 times. God is not looking for people who are looking for shortcut for victory. In fact, in the realm of the spirit, there's no shortcut. You either in or you are out. God is looking for people who will go all the way for his kingdom. So what am I sharing this with you? So that you begin to ask for difficult things, hard things that will bring the glory of God. Are you here with me this morning? Do you want to begin to ask God for difficult things? If you are that person, will you stand up on your feet? I want you to begin to tell the Lord, I surrender myself unto you, that what I know, what I have believed in, does not matter. But I come to you that you change the way I've been thinking and begin to ask God for something that is beyond you this morning. Shall we begin to pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father. We thank you. We bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit this great congregation into your hands, oh God. Even as they stand before you, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will grant them the grace that they themselves will move out for themselves, that they will begin to see in the realm of the Spirit, They will begin to see you in your greatness and your power. That you will cause them, that Father, they will move into a new height where they will see your glory. May you make them a pillar and strength in wherever they are. May they be true ambassadors of the kingdom. May the words that will come out from their lips, Father, become a word that will travel, a word that will restore, a word that will build. May you make them your hands, extended hand, that whatever they touch, Father, will result a miracle. I ask you in Jesus' name, as many that have voices here, Father, they will become a great voice for your kingdom on this earth. We thank you for sending your grace over them even this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Can be seated. God bless you.